Islamic Revolution and New Islamic Civilization. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are in the 10 days dawn, the period marking the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. The statement of the second phase of the Islamic Revolution, which was issued by the leader on the 40th anniversary of the victory of the revolution, was indeed the upper hand document of establishing the new Islamic civilization. Among the oppressed nations, few stage a revolution, and among those which do so, few have managed to finish the job. In other words, among those few nations which have changed the ruling system, very few have successfully kept the ideals of revolution in the face of hostilities and plots. But the Islamic Revolution of the Iranian nation was an exception in this regard. It has been the most popular revolution of not the 20th century, but several centuries. Therefore, it has boastfully insisted on its ideals, despite 43 years of ceaseless hostility and conspiracy of enemies. The Islamic Revolution terminated the long history of decadence. Iran had been humiliated during various kingdoms, particularly the Qajarid and Pahlavi rules. Ayatollah Khamenei says on the backwardness of Iran during the Pahlavi regime, "Before the rule of Islam in this country, we were a backward nation in the full sense of it. We were dependent, politically backward, scientifically backward, socially backward and isolated in the world of politics. Today, the progresses of the Islamic Republic have urged even our enemies to admit. Today, in the scientific ranking, in the technological ranking, in many modern sciences of the world, we are at the grade of advanced countries. The Islamic Ummah, with a strenuous and serious effort, can design the Islamic civilization of this era to set its foundations, to make it flourish and put it forward before the eyes of mankind." The leader of the Islamic Revolution, introducing the Islamic civilization, says, "In the new Islamic civilization, spirituality stands beside material issues and ethics. Spirituality is beside the progress of material life." Ayatollah Khamenei further explains that the new Islamic civilization consists of two parts, namely instrumental and real. The instrumental part includes the values that we consider as progress, such as sciences, inventions, industry, politics, economy, political and military might, international position, etc. The real part of the civilization consists of lifestyle and whatever shapes our life, like family, way of marriage, kind of house, type of clothing, consumption pattern, kinds of food, cuisine, entertainment, job and employment, way of conduct at work, behavior in university, school and the media, behavior with friends, enemies and foreigners. According to the Quran, material and spiritual growth will come to existence once the society and individuals move in the way of God. In view of this, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, introduced monotheism as the core of his mission. The knowing of prophethood, which comes after monotheism, also means knowing the Islamic unity and civilization. The Prophet founded the Islamic unity and civilization and fulfilled many social, cultural, political, and economic changes to set the ground for establishment of a glorious global civilization in a short period. Thus, the monotheistic Ummah and the Islamic civilization thereof are based on the rule of Allah. Ayatollah Khamenei, stressing this issue, maintains that the society based on monotheism will achieve all beliefs which the Islamic civilization brings about. According to verse 257 of chapter Baqarah of the Quran, Allah is the guardian of the faithful. He brings them out of darkness into light. Thus, the reality of the Islamic civilization is to get distant from darkness and entering light. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "The world of Islam today is duty-bound to breathe the spirit in this world, like Islam itself and the Prophet himself, to create a new atmosphere, to open a new way. We call this phenomenon, which we are waiting for, as the new Islamic civilization. We should pursue the new Islamic civilization for mankind. This basically differs from what the powers are thinking and doing for mankind. It does not mean capturing lands. It does not mean transgressing upon the rights of nations. It does not mean imposing one's ethics and culture on other nations. It means to present the divine gift to nations so that nations, through their free will, through their choice, and through their distinguishing, choose the right way. The way towards which today the world powers have taken nations is a wrong and a straight way. This is our duty today." Dear friends, the victory of the Islamic Revolution and emergence of the Islamic Iran as a powerful country challenging the very existence of big powers has made it possible to found a new Islamic civilization. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "Unity is not a political and tactical move. It is rather a heartfelt belief and faith in the necessity of the unity of the Islamic Ummah. The first step in the unity of the Islamic Ummah is for the Muslim communities, governments, ethnicities, and denominations to refrain from aggressing on and striking one another to get united against the common enemy. And in the next steps, the Islamic countries should have synergy and make effort together in sciences, riches, security, and political power in order to reach the new Islamic civilization. The Islamic Revolution is marking its 43rd anniversary, although the enemies of this revolution have incessantly skimmed innumerable plots since the birth of this revolution to destroy it. It has stood tall in the world and kept inspiring new generations to withstand big powers with the hope in a bright future in which there would be no place for the global arrogance symbolized in the US and the fabricated Zionist regime of Israel."